That's rage. What benefit do you do in professional life? But technology, high technology, there's a really technology.
I don't see any benefit. I see that they only get trouble.
In India, the caste system was very good. From the very beginning, the children would learn the technology of their paternal. Just like potter. You see, the children of the potter, we are also making stuff. A small bird, a small fruit. And they will be sold. A small plain utensils, small glass, small plate. We are also other children in person. The whole family used to earn something. Nowadays, they are sent to school with time and then unemployment and idle brain. What is the use of sending a potter's son to school?
Everything he needs to know, he can learn at home. Anything he needs to know, he can learn at home.
That's right. Similarly, we were that cloth weaving, cut. The wife is in, the husband is in, the children is in, and combinedly at the end of the day there is a clock. And people were satisfied with simple necessity. They would not charge very much for the labor, and one nice cloth requires half a pound cotton means maybe 1 rupee. Another 1 rupee for the labor. But now they are paying 20 to 30. Unnecessary, he has to earn this money and pay to the millionaire. And he will keep 2 dozen motor cars. Another man will be engaged in motor car industry. In this way, time is being wasted without any search after spiritual depth. Time is wasted, such so-called technology and advancement. And the real purpose of life, jivasya tattva jigyasa, that is And when he's present, this is the most important business of life, they say, it is Brahma. When they fight to check us, communists and others, what is God consciousness? Brahma. Sunya, sunya, be so kind. Because they are missing the aim of life, they are committing suicide. Sundara was planned in such a way that everyone would be spiritually. The weaver will get, the potter will get, the blacksmith will get, the Brahman is already there, Kshatriya will get. Dream, you are classified, demigod worship. At least you are accepting there is some higher authority. Among the blacksmiths, there is Vishwakarma Puja. One day, there will wash the, all the instruments of blacksmith.
All the instruments of the blacksmith.
Hammer and other things. And all the food, all the flower, chandan, they wash.
They worship the instruments? What is that called?
Vishwakarma Puja.
Vishwakarma Puja, right? Yes.
But the Brahmin will regularly come, worship Vishwakarma, demigod. Vishwakarma is the engineer of the demigod. Some demigod also, demigod. He is the butcher. He worship Goddess Kali. Then he applies the knife to the throat of the animal. He is the butcher. Recognition of higher authority.
Would the blacksmith do the puja to Vishwakarma or Brahmin?
No, Brahmin will. Similarly, the spice merchant, they worship Gandheshwari. The gold merchant worship Lakshmi Narayan.
Who would do that?
Gold merchant. The student will worship Saraswati. The merchant will worship Ganesh, Lakshmi.
Ganesh.
Some sort of worship. Many instruction, many narrative. Women were advised to worship Yamaraj, Savitri, Saptava. Then there were sanskaras, tributary method, out of which the higher class, the secretary, always something according to you. And actually learning basic knowledge, that was by class. They will give advice. People will follow. Brahmana Javato Guru. They say Gaurgamani came. So Nanda Maharaj. He took advantage of Gaurgamani and performs a purificatory ceremony of Krishna. Why this big institution always change time and dating between gods and man? And then they learn expert how to kill child, how to make a offer. Expert. Simply concentration on sex. Then become hippie. Frustration. Worship hog. Do you know?
Yeah, actually there's a group, a musical group. And as part of their performance, they keep a pen of hogs in front of them. And as part of the performance, they all take off their clothes and jump in and play with the hogs. And all of the people applaud. And some of them jump in also. Very popular group.
The hippies are nothing but a group of madmen. Publicly said that. This Allen Ginsberg movement is there. Homicide, public sense. I was very proud that he had introduced homicide. He was telling you. When he first came to me, I was very proud of him. He thought very brilliant. Another man, what is that? He's put into jail.
Timothy Leary.
What is his position now?
I haven't heard about him in the last few years. He's in and out of jail, I think. I saw one time he was just getting out of jail. Just shows, I think he was a big he was a big professor at Harvard. So the Idle Mind, Devil's Workshop. So he used his big brain for making this LSD. That's the value of this PhD degree.
My friend?
Oh, yeah. Big person. And because of the fact that he was a important member of the faculty at Harvard, so he, even though all he produced was an intoxicant, he gave it so much explanation that this is
transcendental. But
yeah, this is transcendental. This is real psychotherapy, called it. So he made it seem like this is legitimate. This is a bona fide experiment, just like you go to a psychologist or a psychiatrist. He tried to explain it as a medical drug for helping the mind. But as a result of it, so many people became crazy by using it.
How?
I think you saw so many people who were taking it in America.
75. Therefore, Devananda presented his Hare Krishna movement, his deepest.
Devananda. I remember at one initiation ceremony, you asked. It was Kaushalya. You said to her, what are the four principles? So she stated them. Then you said, what is the fifth? So she didn't know what to answer. And then you said, no LSD.
This Kaushalya guy was out in the street.
Who is she looking
for? Kaushalya.
Kaushalya. In Hawaii.
No protection. Samar came to see me when I brought him to the hospital.
In that way you saved all of us, Srila Prabhupada. Very nice letter came from Jamuna Devi with a few photographs. Would you like to see it?
I remember not a dust at some.
Very good handwriting. Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Jayata. Dear most and respected Srila Prabhupada, please accept our repeated humble obeisances at your sanctified lotus feet. Although we are certainly unfit to offer you our prayers and offenseless chanting for your well-being, still we beg to become purified to pour the nectar of the holy name of the Lord into your eternal transcendental service by following your divine instructions. From the beginning, you have instructed to serve in sincere faith in Vapu or Vani. That is our life's work, to make each and every moment a fit receptacle for receiving your benedicting rays of mercy. Enclosed is an offering of digestive spice for your pleasure, as well as two photos of Sri Radha Banabihari on Chandan Yatra and Sri Nrisimha Chaturdasi. Vishakha Devi remained here to photograph for the upcoming Vedic cookery book. The program here is flourishing under your shelter and glories. We beg to remain your servants eternally, Jamuna Devi Dasi and Dinatarani Devi Dasi. They sent these preparations. It says savory and sweet. Looks like they made these. Very expert.
So, can you give me a little bit?
And they sent photographs. These deities are super wonderful. That says Sri Nrisimha Chaturdasi, Sri Radha Banabihari Mandir. And this is Gaur Purnima outfit.
Continue.
Chandan Yatra.
Everything is there.
Do you want those spices now? A little digestive spice? People will just eat themselves, eat each other.
Like this. Months? I will kill you, I will eat you. That time is coming. It has already rushed. There is no food. They are very much proud of Gopal, his solution, everything. But there is no food. Mulemata and his kids. Therefore, they are coming again to religion.
Yes. That's true.
They are realizing. In line?
Yes.
Even for flesh.
Around the block, they say.
Times in. We wasted so much time.
But I was thinking of giving you that tablet. Maybe you could take it with this drink. Because the feet are swelling again. I wanted to give you that tablet.
No, I didn't want to see. Today I passed to you before going to so many. Actually, we enjoyed life in our childhood, although we're not very nicely dressed and not very comfortable. So-called comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We could sleep anywhere. We did not require any nice dress, a nice food. My mother used to prepare very nice food. We were glad in that. Nice paratha, nice vegetable, achar, so many things she used to prepare. Always preparing some food, puff rice.
She was cooking with ghee?
Yeah, our ghee. Some fried that you boil.
Fried pork tongue.
Ghee and oil both are used.
No one is happy nowadays.
Therefore, there is struggle. The communists, yeah.
Actually, you still see a little bit of that happiness in smaller towns.
Like the village.
Yeah.
We have got enough meal and grains. Is it not? Gramete, dood, dhan chal ekhono jotoshto. Fruit. They import, they make them powers. If the villagers do not sell, they am fruit. But these townsmen, they go there, pay them around half. But greediness, they sell their own food.
Sell everything.
Only for money.
And then they
and then they spend for drinking and cinema and Hollywood film. Loke duty pay. Those packets bring here. Yeah.
Those packets from Germany. Is that what you want?
No. Yes.
All that from the medicine cabinet. Pendrick put it away. Chalk and other things.
Gute toiri kore chana.
Did you taste that savory and digest it?
I do not know.
They didn't give you
any? Yeah.
Was it good?
ভগতজির ওখানে যে তৈরি ঘুটে আছে সেটা একদম ইয়ে করা।